FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Speaker Tim Jones, who I guess is at some resort in Arizona. Is that where you are?
Mark, it's for the children.
Okay, understood.
Nice try.
I wonder if they're...
Bad and bougie.
Hello, everybody.
The girls love that little clip that they got from you.
Oh, I know they do.
Is it sexist of me to call them girls? I should have said the ladies love that little drop that you gave them.
I'll take either.
So what are you up to out in Arizona? Is it nice and cool out there?
Mark, it's a dry heat. Mark, actually, I'm out here. It actually is, in some ways, for the children. So, Mark, I'm out here in the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix. We're 2 hours behind. They don't do daylight savings time because they think 12 hours of 100-degree sunshine is enough.
That's better.
They don't add an hour to that. So we're 2 hours behind. But, no, it's been a good week out here. Arizona, we'll talk about this, Mark, a lot more, actually, as we get closer to November.
Okay.
Arizona is probably going to be one of, if not the biggest battleground states this election cycle. They've got a U.S. Senate seat at the top of the ticket with the retirement of Jeff Flake, thank God. They've got their governor up for re-election, and he's embattled to an extent. Not like our governor, but, you know, more on policy stuff.
Yeah.
We've got some major ballot issues, and that's why I'm out here, Mark. There's an effort by the teachers unions to recall a very significant education reform bill the legislature passed a year ago. And so Arizona is way ahead of the country, definitely way ahead of Missouri, on educational choice for parents. They've got things like charter schools statewide. They've had 25 years. They've got open enrollment. They've got an education savings account program, like an HSA. And so parents out here are really in charge of their children's education, unlike Missouri and some other more closed-minded states. And so there's an effort to pull back one of those pieces of legislation I mentioned, a recall, kind of like our right-to-work recall, very much.
Yeah.
And so I was out here doing a lot of focus groups this week, talking to Arizonans about where are they on things. And I'll tell you, Mark, there's a lot you can just tell with people's reactions to things. I heard this before I got here. They said a lot of the left-wing, left-coast money is pouring into Arizona to influence people's opinions. So a lot of money from George Soros and Steyer is coming in from California, which is, you know, hop, skip, and a jump away here. And
mm-hmm.
So I saw that. I did six focus groups, and I definitely saw those impressions having an effect. And so folks in the common sense conservative world out here are going to have to do a lot of work to kind of reshape what is the truth about educational choice. So Arizona is going to be a huge battleground as we approach November.
Well, it's good to know. You know, let me switch gears here for just a minute. Every day on this program, I talk about the fact that Donald Trump gets things done, and he's gotten a lot accomplished, and he deals with North Korea, and he deals with Iran, and then he starts dealing with prescription drugs, and he just keeps ticking things off. I mean, he's constantly in motion. One thing that kind of gets overlooked is something that John King on CNN pointed out for his listeners. It's probably made them very uncomfortable. Go to cut 24.
When the president was on Capitol Hill yesterday meeting with senators, one thing he asked for, more confirmations of his judicial picks. This is an area, it doesn't get a ton of attention, where the president is making a lot of progress, and it's an area where his conservative base is very happy with the president. So far, 38 judges have been confirmed, not including Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. So you could make that 39 if you count the Supreme Court, but 21 Court of Appeals judges approved, confirmed under the Trump presidency. 17 U.S. District Court judges confirmed already during the Trump presidency. How's that match up? Well, let's take a look. This is the Court of Appeals, the president running ahead of the five presidents who served before him.
Woo woo. I mean, one more reason to wake up every morning and say a prayer that you don't have to say the words Madam President.
Absolutely, Mark. And, you know, first of all, as a top line observation, CNN has done a lot of this kind of reporting lately, haven't they? I think it's, yeah, it's like Donald Trump has shocked and awed them into reporting some of the truth, right? We had the story last week where they're shocked that the congressional generic ballot is within the margin of error. They've had a couple other stories where they're like, you know, you may not like the guy, but he's getting XYZ done. And this is one of those things, Mark, that flies under the radar because, you know, it's not as interesting to talk about as maybe creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, but it's having a greater effect on our nation and for a long time ahead for our children and our grandchildren, because let's remember, these federal court appointments are for life. And so if Donald Trump is putting younger, more conservative-minded judges on the judiciary, they're going to be around a long time. And where do your Supreme Court judges come from? A lot of time from the farm team of the circuit and district court level. So, Mark, just another example, and we could go on for another, you know, half an hour to an hour about all the accomplishments. The mainstream media largely ignores them. So all the things that are positively happening in the country, like the economic boom and the historic low unemployment, well, that's just Barack Obama's legacy, you know, having its effect. So that's what they say there. Anything they don't like about the country, they ignore it. But Donald Trump is doing so much, from deregulation to these judges on the courts, to tax reform, to, you know, bringing North Korea to dragging them kicking and screaming to the table. ISIS has been largely dismantled. I spoke with someone last week about that and said, yeah, it's true. They're still a problem, but they're more like Al-Qaeda now. They're kind of this ragtag terrorist group. They don't have a caliphate anymore. They're not as dangerous. We got to keep an eye on them. We got to keep up the maximum pressure that Trump follows versus the leading from behind and strategic patience of the failed Obama years.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. You know, I'm guessing here closer to home, there was a very uncomfortable editorial meeting at the Post-Dispatch this morning. They got scooped on a story by the LA Times. So the LA Times has a story out this morning claiming that Al Watkins is now saying that the $120,000 that was given to him was given to him from a wealthy Republican with an axe to grind against Greitens, who wanted to bring down Missouri's governor.
Yeah, Mark, look, as I've said, I'm very disappointed in everybody that we're at this situation. You know, the governor made some major mistakes and missteps before he even decided to run for office, which maybe should have gone into his thinking, that's put himself in this place now.
So, right.
But at the risk of you know, so in not defending him, though, that doesn't mean that everybody on the other side of the equation has license to then act improperly. Two wrongs don't make a right. So what's been interesting is the local reporting on this has been so incredibly one-sided. Nobody cares at the Post about anybody else's nefarious motives. And it seems like whatever anybody else wants to do or say, then that means justifies the ends, because they've hated Eric Greitens from day. They've hated Eric Greitens when he had none of these problems, and they still hate him now. And so they've never liked the guy. They've always wanted him out. Same thing with some, and I will say not all Republicans in the state, but there's a few bad actors, definitely on both sides of the aisle, that have been just wanting to take this guy out from day one. And why is that? Because he is a reformer as well. Education reform, tax reform, labor reform, especially tort reform. So a lot of people have a lot of motives. I just wish there'd be a little more fair reporting about the motives of these people and not acting like it's so entirely one-sided. You know, that being said, Eric Greitens does have an ever-escalating amount of scandals that keep coming out. And it's just going to be – it's bad for everybody who calls themselves a Republican. But, you know, how about we have a little bit more honest reporting about the entire global scale of this thing?
Greatest quote in this article, they quoted a TV interview Scott Faughn did back in 2007 after he left office in Poplar Bluff because of being convicted of forging checks. He was quoted as saying, "In my community, if you're rich enough, if you're powerful enough attorney, a powerful enough newspaper publisher, and corrupt enough, you can take out just about anybody," end quote.
Yeah, and you saw, Mark, the news this week. The Jefferson City Capitol Press Corps just finally decided this week that Scott Faughn's not a journalist. Oh, what a newsflash. You
know? That's a good point. Hey, Tim, we're out of time, my friend. Keep it bougie out there in Arizona.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks, ladies. I'll talk to you again.
All right. Tim. See you, buddy. At Speaker Tim Jones there on the Twitter. And, of course, the Tim Jones Show on Sunday nights here from 7 to 9 on FM News Talk 97.1, 314-241-9797.